It's The Naked Scientists, with me, Greg Jackson. And today, the search for extraterrestrials. Are we alone in the universe? Now, as Nick has just mentioned, in order to be considered alive, you need to parasitize your environment, make copies of yourself, and then excrete stuff. So could we track the elements that cells excrete? This metabolic activity? A bit like a biosignature. Here's Jim Alkalili, Professor of Physics at the University of Surrey.
So, you know, certain types of organic molecules or the presence of oxygen or isotopes of carbon, there are certain chemicals that don't occur naturally, that can only be created by living organisms.
That's all very well, but the Andromeda galaxy is far, far away. It's our nearest neighbour and yet is still a whopping 2.5 million light years away. So let's stick to our patch of sky then. How are we looking for biosignatures around stars, say, 100 light years from home?
My name's Carol Haswell. I'm an astrophysicist at the Open University, where I do research on exoplanets.
Exoplanets are just planets outside our solar system. Exo being Greek for outside.
As a very young child, I knew that I wanted to be an astronomer. And like many young people, I thought that I wanted to do cosmology just because that seemed like the ultimate thing to do. And then I think as I got older and actually started studying at university, then I realised that actually, cosmology seemed to me to be a little bit abstract and removed from things that I could identify with. And so at that point, I decided that I wanted to work instead on things closer to home. So I, in fact, started my research career still doing something that's quite far out. I was working on accretion around black hole binary star systems. And I did enjoy that, but in about, I think it was 2003, I saw a paper which had observed an exoplanet using the Hubble Space Telescope. And when a planet passes in front of a star, from our point of view, it blocks, say, 1% of the light from the star and produces a very subtle dip every time it goes around the orbit. But this particular paper, they had used the Hubble Space Telescope to look in the ultraviolet, and they had seen, instead of a 1% very subtle dip, a 15% diminishing in the light from the star. And this told us that the planet was actually surrounded by a huge cloud of hydrogen. And at that point, I just thought, this is just too exciting, and exoplanets are the way to go.
I mean, obviously it had a profound sort of importance for you, but what was the importance of that discovery more generally in the scientific community, I'm thinking?
What that paved the way for was the whole field of being able to actually assess the chemical composition of exoplanets. So here you have a planet orbiting a distant star, and because the planet is surrounded by some gas, which is translucent. The gas is made up of atoms and ions, which absorb light at particular wavelengths.
I think of it like looking at a rainbow. Whilst hydrogen may block one frequency of light, red, let's say, methane might block green. So you have a rainbow or a spectrum of light that might go and yellow and pink and purple and orange and blue. And by looking at what colours are missing, you can work out what elements are found in the atmosphere of this extremely distant planet.
So it really opened the field for being able to actually measure what planets outside our own solar system are made of, or at least what their atmospheres and the surrounding gas cloud is made of.
What I find absolutely insane is that these exoplanets are a long, long way away. I mean, how far are we talking in light years?
Well, the very, very closest star is about 4 light years away. And obviously, most stars are very much further away than that, you know, hundreds or more light years away. So the transit method has found thousands of planets or planet candidates. Not all of them have been completely verified, but it's been extremely successful at finding planets.
The closest star to us, the one that's 4 light-years away, is called Alpha Centauri. And Carol's colleague, John Barnes, discovered an Earth-sized planet orbiting around at the right distance from the star for liquid water to exist. It's called Proxima B. I tweeted Carol when the news broke to see if she could use her transiting technique to see what the planet's atmosphere is made of. But sadly, there's only a 1% chance of Proxima B transiting. Regardless, scientists independent to the study described it as thrilling because it's close enough for us to send our first interstellar spacecraft. However, finding exoplanets in habitable zones doesn't mean we've found life.
It means we've found another planet which we think could be like Earth. It might be at the right distance from its star so that water can exist in liquid form. It might have an atmosphere, and therefore it could potentially harbour life.
Jim Al-Khalili again.